Good day, this is a podcast for the upcoming examination 2012 May, the scope thereof. Dear students, from all of us as your lecturers, we wish you all the best of luck for the upcoming exam. Believe in yourself and know that you can do it. If you have been dedicated to your studies and know that you have worked hard continuously, you will pass. Yet again, good luck. Please make sure that you know the date, time and venue of the upcoming exam. Purpose. The purpose of this podcast is to provide you with the scope of the upcoming examination in May 2012. Please be aware that this podcast is merely an indication of what can be expected from the May 2012 examination and not an exhaustive explanation of what is in the exam. The podcast will guide you to what is important and of lesser importance. The exam paper May 2012. The exam paper will consist out of four questions and all of them must be answered. There will be no theoretical or multiple choice questions. However, you must be able to apply the acquired theoretical knowledge in practical questions. The possible mixture of the questions will consist of the following. Approximately 70% of the paper will relate to the statements of partnerships and close corporations, including the statement of cash flows, of which you can normally find in study units 1, 2, 5, and 7. The rest of the paper, approximately 30%, will cover the ancillary topics of which are in study units 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, and 10. Chapters 10 and 11 of the prescribed textbook falls outside the scope of the module for FAC 1601 and is thus not examinable. Those are the items of budgets and manufacturing entities at the back of the prescribed textbook. Items to be ignored for May 2012 exam. Let us now emphasize those items that can be ignored for the May 2012 examination. Please note the following items per category can be ignored. Item 1, the notes to the annual financial statements. The following notes may be ignored. The accounting policy notes. Financial assets and financial liability notes. Loans to and from members notes. The rest are examinable. Item 2, companies. The following may be ignored with regards to companies. All debenture transactions and the allocation and allotment schedule of shares. Item number 3, branches. The following may be ignored for branches. Inventory sold and invoiced to the branch at the cost price method. Item 4, time value of money. The following may be ignored. Inflation. To conclude, students, please work through a lot of exercises and believe that you can do it. All your hard work will eventually pay off. Wishing you all the best of luck. Goodbye.